Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Public Land Board decides on lower price tag for Camplex renovations. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County Public Land Board members decided last Thursday to recommend a less expensive overall project, about $208 million, for funding entities, the city and the county, to potentially place on an upcoming election ballot for the renovations to Camplex. The Gillette News Record reported the Camplex master plan took almost a year to complete and came back with a $275 million price tag in recommended projects and improvements to the campus, ranging from vast renovations to central and east pavilions to the addition of a new standalone ice arena and the project's centerpiece, an indoor rodeo facility that could lead to a long-term partnership with the National High School Rodeo Association. The $275 million proved too great to bring to the voters all at once, based on early feedback that the land board members received, and they sought ways to lower the cost. The land board members asked for revised cost estimates from Populous, the design firm who led the planning process, that pared down the overall project cost by removing the standalone ice arena, renovations to central and east pavilions, and upgrades to Morningside Park. Those changes lowered the cost down to about $214 million when adjusting for inflation, assuming the project construction begins in 2025. After more discussion, they agreed to remove plans to relocate and revamp Wrangler Arena, which lowered their total ask to about $208 million. Camplex Executive Director Aaron Lyles said, "I think that what they want to know is we have done our due diligence and to let them figure out to a degree if they concur with that due diligence and if there's any other funding strategies to make it all happen. It is now up to city and county officials to weigh in on the recommendation land board members have put forward." Substitute bus driver in Gillette says that she's sorry for deliberately driving fast over bumps after the urging of the kids. A school bus driver in Gillette is facing 9 misdemeanor reckless endangering charges for speeding over a bump in an intersection, causing minor injuries to some students on board. Cowboy State Daily reported 25-year-old Charissa Joseph expressed remorse over her incident and concern for the students in a Thursday interview with Cowboy State Daily. Joseph said, "I should have been paying attention more, and to be honest, I should have been the adult in the situation. I'm just glad none of the kids were seriously injured." She and the students, who were preteens and teens, had been going over bumps for fun on the way home from school on November 1st, the day before the incident, which she's now charged in Gillette Circuit Court. Joseph reportedly told the kids to get in the very back of the bus to feel the greatest effect. She said, "I was just having fun with the kids and it didn't really go well." She also noted that she was a sub driver and didn't have a permanent route of her own yet. On November 2nd, Joseph and the students plotted again to go over some good bumps. A court document says she looped around to a rugged intersection. Joseph said the speed limit there was 25 miles per hour, and she sped through at between 28 and 29 miles per hour. In the affidavit filed last Tuesday in Gillette Circuit Court, Gillette Police Department Sergeant Derek Weinhard said he heard from a Campbell County School District administrator the evening of November 2nd. The administrator reported the incident. Weinhard and Officer Brady Nassett reviewed video footage from the bus. The footage captured the students urging Joseph to go faster over the bumps after school that day. It also showed Joseph accelerating towards the intersection. There were 9 students on the bus. Joseph is charged with 1 count of reckless endangering for each student. The charge is a misdemeanor punishable by a maximum penalty of 1 year in jail. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.